Everybody step, but we let it go. You know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-J. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, E-J. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's so some love will be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuck it with my art, you be ducking, dodging my dog. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Just up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, catch me in a C-class, pass like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my sire. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-J. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-J. You smell that? Didn't mow any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clackin', how we be fine. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. Getting better every time. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weight, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black go, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
And we're going to get you on the part as we always do. Appreciate you rocking with your grandma. Let's get this show started. Oh, sorry. Just started yawning for no reason. But if you're tuning in 6 and low on Tuesday, you heard me talk about Jason Lee and how people are mad at him for calling Jennifer Hudson a little bit, and I was saying that the people who are making these videos and going live were doing it just for clicks and views. And I stand by that because I always go through TikTok, and on my For You page, a lot of these videos pop up where they're talking about Jason Lee. That they mad at him for calling her illiterate and like she's more accomplished than you. Sorry again, y'all. Yarn just came out of nowhere. But she's more accomplished than you. But you have to understand, Jason Lee and the person don't run in the same circles. You understand what I'm saying? There's always going to be people that you don't run in the same circles with, that you know of, but you don't run in the same circles. Y'all don't hang with the same people. Or if y'all do, y'all don't hang with them at the same time. So where y'all interact with each other. And So, yeah. So now, as I'm scrolling through my TikTok, there was someone was talking about him, Jason Lee, about him being mad at Beyonce because he didn't get invited to the Renaissance premiere, the movie, Renaissance movie premiere. Like, you're talking about it because I'm not saying this person whose video I saw, they doing it for clicks and views, but what they do is they talk about pop culture. So I get it. If that's what you do, is you talk about pop culture, then I understand you talking about Jason Lee. But if you're just a regular old TikToker making videos about anybody, like, it's no matter what this person says out of their mouth, I get you don't like it, but that's their opinion. We have to, as people, stop getting mad when people give their opinion. We don't have to like their opinion, but we can't be out here on social media making videos or comments because of somebody's opinion. Like, let him have his opinion. If that's what he thinks, let him have that opinion. You know she's not a little bit right. Because you hung out with her. You understand? You know Jennifer Hudson's not a little bit because you hung out with her. But if you're just doing it because he's the hot topic of the day or the week, that you figure you give your 2 cents to get people to come and look at your video and listen to your commentary, like it, and then they decide if they want to follow you or not. You know? I like Jason Lee. I'm going to be honest. I like him. He may say things, you know, that he was getting on that. Another yarn came out. He might say things that you don't like, but what he says or what he does is not going to affect your life. Nothing in your life is going to change because of what he does. Nothing in your life is going to change because he said Jennifer Hudson's a little bit. I'm sure Jennifer Hudson appreciates everybody sticking up for her, but you don't know. Excuse me, y'all. Just like he doesn't know her personally, you don't know her personally. So you sticking up for her ain't going to change anything. We as people have to stop getting too invested in, you know, celebrities' lives or so-called celebrities' lives. You understand what I'm saying? Because you get so invested, it's not like she's going to be like, oh, thank you so-and-so for sticking up for me when this person called me illiterate. And I already said that he wasn't the first to say it. Luneau said it on his show when he interviewed her. And ever since then, he's been repeating what she said and showing the clips. You can go back on his Hollywood Unlocked page on YouTube and go back to the interview he did with Luneau and Claudia Jordan. And you can hear her say it out her mouth that Jennifer Hudson is illiterate. And then you can go back to other videos when he does his podcast where he's mentioning it. Where he talked about it and showed the clip of Luneau saying it. Y'all getting mad at him because Jason Lee he's somebody to some people, but he's not really, like, what he does is not going to affect your life. So if he wants to call a celebrity And it illiterate, he wants to be mad because he didn't get an invite to the Renaissance movie. It's not going to change your life. Your everyday life is not going to change because of one person. If it does change, that means you're giving them power over your life. You know, but a lot of people on social media do videos for the clicks and the views. They'll say stuff at their mouth that they know will be controversial, they know people are going to see it, and they don't care. But I think when it comes to Beyonce, they're not being invited to the Renaissance movie premiere. I think what he was trying to say, but it may not have come off right, is that he said it many a time. A lot of these celebs, you know, when we have the awards, like the Grammys and all these other award shows, that a lot of celebs, walk past black media and go talk to somebody from People Magazine, somebody from Entertainment Tonight, instead of someone from a black media outlet. You understand what I'm saying? And it's like, and it'd be the ones that do want to talk to the black media outlets that their publishers be pushing them away. So we have to get inside. We can't talk. We got to get inside. And I think that's what he was trying to convey when talking about the Beyonce's movie premiere, that there wasn't a lot of black media there. And he was, because when the clip that the person on TikTok was playing, he said, it ain't had to be me. You could have had the Breakfast Club there. And I get it. You know, you're the one that decided to become a celebrity, and now you're a big celebrity. And it's like, when it comes to media, you only talk to white media outlets. You don't talk to black media outlets. Where he was getting at. I have to watch it for myself to get my own assessment, but with the little bit that I saw, that's what I'm getting from it. Is that there really was no black media there. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah. And one video I saw of a person that I follow, you know, when the whole Jason Lee thing came about, they brought up something he did in the past with Saw a Drink Out of Female, and I get it, there are females who are mad at him, still mad at him for that. But you have to understand, he explained why he did it. And so, as a woman, you have to, like, give some grace. Because the reason why he threw the drink in Hazel Lee's face, and I said this on Six and Road, is because she was about to out someone who is not out. Meaning, you know, people don't know that they're gay. And when you know a person is gay and you tell them you're going to out them, that's why he threw the drink in her face, because she was about to out somebody who's not out. You understand what I'm saying? And that And that's, he apologized to Hazel Lee, but still and all, you cannot out somebody. You cannot take that the opportunity. You can't take that opportunity away from the person who you're outing. When they're ready to tell people that they're gay, they will do it. You as the person, because you and this person were having a fight, and you were so pissed off that you would use that tactic of outing them. And what you people gotta understand is that when you do that, like, you know, you don't get hired for a job because of your sexuality, but some people do get, you know. But yeah, it's crazy. And he's going to be, Jason Lee, if he says anything that people don't like, he's going to be a target. Yeah. I don't know what's going on, but something's making me yawn, and you know, once you yawn once, it starts happening over and over and over. Maybe that's a sign of my body telling me it's tired. Let's go get some sleep. Yeah. Yeah, I don't like it when people start talking about that they shouldn't be talking about, and they do it on social media for clicks and views. You know what I'm saying? That they do it for clicks and views. That's what I want to share with y'all. I'm trying to think. So, this Friday coming up, we'll be interviewing Stephanie Lombardo. She's a pop artist. PM, that's Eastern Standard Time. That is 12 Central. West Coast is 3 hours different. I'm not good with the time zone. You know, trying to figure it out is like doing math. But, so that's at 1 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time on Friday. Yep, so if you want to learn about this new artist, you can tune in on Friday. And the number to the station, you know, is 845-277-9356. So, yeah. I haven't interviewed anybody in a while. And I guess the guy who contacted me about the interview must be a good friend or a manager, and said he saw the station online, you know, I guess doing a search, and the station came up. So he's like, hey. You know, the station caters to everybody. So that's going to be happening on Friday. And so when you contact us for an interview or even just to get your music played, whatever instructions are given to you, you have to follow it to a T. So if I tell you send your bio, a picture, and whatever, how many songs you want to send, then you have to do just that. I've had a person tell me that they didn't know where bio was because, well, requirements to get your music played as well as an interview, I'm always going to ask for a pick and I'm always going to ask for a bio along with your music. And those artists that were sending me their music, and I either sending me their music or already sent their music, but I think they wanted an interview or something. I can't remember, but I told them, bio, pick, music, you know. And they said they didn't know what a bio was. Like, we know what bio is in elementary school. How you grown and don't know what a bio is when it comes to an artist? And this is the profession you chose to want to be in. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. You got it. When instructions are given to you, you got to follow them to the team. Because not following to a T, you're going to miss out on an opportunity, because if I tell you, you have to have these three items in order to get an interview, and you don't do nothing, then we're not going to play your music or grant you the interview. Yep. And the reason why I asked for a picture is because your picture will be featured on the Road to Stardom website. So whatever genre of music you're in, if you're a country artist, it will be featured on the website with other photos of other country artists. So yeah, you gotta follow the instructions to a T. Yeah. So yeah. That's right. My mind just went blank for a few seconds. I'm trying to stay focused. And so you know Christmas is coming soon. Christmas will be here before we even know it. And you know, for those who live alone, go spend that, you know, so you don't have to be in the house alone. Go spend it with some family members, you know. You know, everybody needs family around them. And it's not, you know, I'm not saying it's not wrong being alone, but, you know, and, you know, if you have those friends who around this time have lost loved ones, like, make sure you check up on them. Not saying you have to go over to their house, you know, call them and check up on them. You understand what I'm saying? Because especially those friends who haven't really grieved the death, you know, of a friend, you know, relative, you know what I'm saying? You need to check up on them, because this this time of year, people get depressed. And you want to make sure your friend is not one of them. You want to make sure they're not, you know, damn. That's what I'm saying. And if you live in an apartment building, you have a lot of elderly people living in your building, and especially those that live alone, make sure you check up on them. You know, make sure they have what they need. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I used to, you know, when I was a kid, I celebrated Christmas, but as an adult now. And now that, you know, my dad passed away on Christmas years ago, but I don't celebrate Christmas. Yes, I get gifts because I didn't ask anybody to buy me a gift, you know. You know, I get, you know, gifts. And it's like, you know, you get gifts, but you're not expecting it, so. Yeah, and I'm not, Oh, here goes the day. Me yawning. Oh, this is bad. That's one thing you don't want to happen as being a radio host, is feel tired while you're on air. That's one thing you don't want is to be feeling tired while on air. I'm glad, you know, today's a talk show and that I'm not playing music. Because I'm going to share a story with y'all. So one time I was live, and I guess my eyes were so tired, and I got so comfortable. Then, you know, when you get comfortable, you know, your body feels different. It feels relaxed. And so I'm like, so I'm playing the song, and I wind up falling asleep because I was so comfortable. I wind up falling asleep while live on air. I don't snore, so it's not like people can hear me snore, but I'm like, I'm, you know, knocked out. And so, yeah, the song is playing. I'm not in a deep sleep, but I'm like, the song's still playing. I fell in that deep sleep for like a hot second. And like, oh, shoot. Lucky it was not a big delay, but there was a little delay. Yeah. And I was like, oh, shoot. The song finished. And I think that's what, like kind of made, you know, got me awake. There's a song finished. But sometimes we need a nap. But, you know, yeah. And I said, you know, I'm not going to do that again. So I'm trying to, I try, but some, I try not to fall asleep while I'm on air. But sometimes you can't fight it. That your eyes are tired, you can't fight it. Yeah, so you know. And I just said to myself, once I woke up, I said, you know what? I'm just going to end the show. Because, one, I can feel it in my eyes. I can feel it in my eyes. I was tired. And it made no sense to it. Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all. Because usually I have stuff to talk about, but for some reason I don't. When doing this show and such, I need to be more prepared. Yeah, I know I'm supposed to be talking to y'all, but my eyes will not stay open. See how much time we got left. Okay. I don't think I'm going to make it for the rest of the show. Because my eyes are bothering me right now. This is crazy that I can't even focus. Like, problems that I have to read, sometimes I won't be able to read it. Think I'm going to end early. I appreciate you for always rocking with your girl that was just on the radio. You rocking with us. Last night's show, I mentioned, while doing Six and Road, I mentioned about thinking about doing a mixtape again. I'm thinking about it. Yeah, see? This ain't good. You know, I gotta go. Oh, gosh. So, as I was saying, because I'm really trying to focus here, but as I was saying about the mix, thinking about doing a ceasefire part 2, and if we decide to do it, all the songs submitted for the ceasefire 2 mixtape will be played right here on the station. So yeah, so, you know, details about it, if it's to happen, details about it will be posted on social media. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is not good that I'm, you know, silent for, you know, giving you a delay, which is not good. if I don't do a ceasefire part 2, I'll probably still do a mixtape. Man, I think I might just do one. And it'll be played just for the station. And I'll title it The End Experience. Yep, I think that's what I'll do is that doing a ceasefire part two. Yep. I'm gonna get out of here. Because I don't want to wind up falling asleep while on air. So that's why I said I'm going to end early. And I appreciate each and every one of you that comes in. I'm going to say peace, one love, bye-bye now.